Abangoma okwenziwa nguTrump kusukela ngomnyaka ka-2016 bathi umuntu okhuluma intando yakhe athi lokho kwenziwa ngenye inkokheli yamazwe. Imbongi elodumo uRobert Dube uthi uTrump ngumuntu okhuluma santando.
Ngumuntu obekhuluma into esenhlizweni yakhe. Umuntu wayekhuluma noma yini ayicabangayo. Umuntu wayesithi engezwa kusithi akhulume. Kodwa enkulumeni zakhe wayekukhuluma wayekhuluma iqiniso ngoba wayengesabi ukukhuluma iqiniso ngomunye umuntu umbe ngabanye abantu. Yikuthi abantu sebajayela abantu abangunguza iqiniso. Umuntu uma esenza izinto ezimbi, uma sokukhulunywa ngaye kuthiwe ulungile muhle, abantu bayajabula ukuba laye. Kodwa yena ube ngesabi ukukhuluma iqiniso. Asephose wazonisela ngakho yikuthi ukhetho solwenziwe wanqotshwa abe sesithi uqilibezelwe abe sengumuntu okhuluma ngokuthi akasafuni ukuphuma esikhundleni kuyamehlisa isithunzi kuza kwenza ukuthi ngesikhathi esizayo phela ipolitiki iyavuka iphindilale injengemimoya esefuna futhi ukubuyela esikhundleni abantu bangamethembi basebe sithi umuntu onje uma angabuyiselwa futhi kungenza ahle agcilabele impande angaphindi futhi avume ukuphuma.
Udube uthi uTrump uzehlise kakhulu ngokudlelana labantu abangaqondakaliyo.
Wenza iphutha ngokucwasa ukubandlula ngokohlanga okuthiwa ngolimi lemzini iracism. Ube ngumuntu umuntu omhlophe kodwa abantu abamnyama ubebeyisa. Abantu abamnyama kakhanyanga ebalwela. Abantu abamnyama kakhanyanga ebanika isithunzi sokuthi labo bangabantu.
Umnumzana Sikhumbuzo umlalazi laye uthi uTrump uvule abantu ingqondo loba nje ebecaphula abanye.
For 4 years intshumayelo kaTrump yoyenza ukuthi thina sibona ngani uphumelele ubaba uTrump ukusenda a clear message to say singafanana kodwa nabo sihambe sibe nenyawo ezimbili njengabo kodwa imiqondo yethu kumele nathi sisebenzise singahlali phezu komqondo. Loya mama abathi ukhamela umuntu omnyama yebo bona nijabulile nini ukuthi kusekunomuntu omnyama ozokhokhela naye. Hayi bantu bakithi uyafana nobaba uObama ufakiwe naye bokuyindoda nje faka ebanjiswa amatomu ukuthi ibiza leli limnyama lingakuhlahlathi lingena ihla eganga bese liyobona ngaloko mfulu ukuthi awukahle nibo ngaphandle kwabelungu singaphila. Abantu nje ababekiwe nje ake sifoneni ukuthi amadoda afana nabo Martin Luther King the Jr. amadoda abekhuluma iqiniso njengamadoda afana nabomalema namhlanje njengamadoda afana nabojoshua nkomo umqabuko amadoda ayekhuluma iqiniso ukuthi hayi asidingi belungu ukuthi siphumelele bantu bamnyama asimeni sodwa ubaba uTrump na utshile ukuthi belungu asimeni sodwa iphumelele indoda uTrump ngabe kuqhubekile yanikezwa enye 4 years.
Baningi njalo abantu abathi uTrump uthethisa abantu zonke isikhathi. Omunye wabo unkosazana Kethiwe Moyo othi akwenzayo khona manje kuveza ukuba kadlelani kahle loZulu.
Kanti yena kungani engavumi ukuthi udliwe? Angithi laye nesikhathi engena wazithi udlile abanye, mhlawumbe ngithi yena wawina vele. Namhlanje phela kuyinomunye okungangokuthi kumele ukuthi avume ukuthi udliwe. Admite ukuthi sone sani isitulo athone ehlala kuso kayisi sone sakhe. Angithi yikho phela kule egama elithi kusinwa kudedelwana. Ngokunjalo laye akaphumule ayekhaya elima njengabanye.
UTrump wangena esikhundleni wavimba abantu bokuza lokunye okujiyeneyo. Bakhona abathakazelela akwenzayo kule Melika kube labanye abasola kakhulu izenzo zakhe. Okwamanje kavumi ukuthi unqontshwe ngumnumzana Joseph Biden kukhetho olusanda kwenziwa. Igqota elikhulu lelizwe lweMelika umnumzana William Barr uthi akulabufakazi obuveza ukuba ukhetho lukamongameli olusanda kwenziwa lwebiwa nguBiden labanye bakhe abakubandla lamademocrats. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland, ngingukhiphi Stube.